Vadå?
So again, so we're talking about the Issa, the Machlokas, Tanayim, whether Chametz is also after Pesach. Whether Chametz, which is Avar Lav Pesach, or not, whether any Chametz which existed on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, becomes Asur, Vana, after Pesach. On Pesach and continues afterwards. And so if there's no Kares, the Kares is only on Pesach, but the Issur is Asur, it continues. Even if it's a Goy's Chametz, it doesn't matter. Whereas Reb Shimon and everyone else holds now De'oraisa, it's only Asur on Pesach. That's on Pesach. But after Pesach is a separate thing of a Kanas or whatever, the Rabbanans. But essentially, the Issur Chametz runs out. So the question is, what's the Machlokas? So I'm thinking, this is like what Morris is saying, it's the beginning part, that how do you understand the Issur Chametz? So do you say, the simple way is, right, like you said, the simple way is that that you're not allowed to eat Chametz on Pesach. That's so as simple as that. That's halacha. That this is the Chag HaMatzos, right? It's the Chag HaMatzos, and that asers you in eating the Chametz, right? If you eat Chametz, it's like against the Chag HaMatzos. Shows in Tochel Matzos, Osochel Chametz, Shows in Tochel Matzos. It's like the Chag HaMatzos, he says, eat Matzah, don't eat Chametz. Right? So the Chag is the Oser of the asers you in eating Nechila, Nechila's Chametz. So if that's the case, so after the Chag, there's no Oser. Because the whole Isser stems from the Chag. So it's only Usser and so far as it's the Chag HaMatzos. After Pesach, who really cares if this Chafta existed or didn't exist on Pesach? It doesn't matter. The point is now it's not Pesach. So how do you deal with the Isser? There's no Isser anymore. Isser is just a violation of the Chag. That's one way. That's the one. Now you could say that Rabbanu made a Knas because whatever. That's a fine, a penalty, deterrent as a deterrent. But essentially, the Isser doesn't exist. The Isser is really violating Pesach. Or you say, no, is that it's true, it might be based upon the Chag HaMatzos, but the halacha is that the Chag HaMatzos defines Chametz as a Davar Asar. It's like defines the Chafta of Chametz as a Davar Asar. It's not just that you're not allowed to do a Maisa of eating Chametz on Pesach, but since it's the Chag HaMatzos, and Chametz is antithetical to Matzah, so therefore, the Chag creates an identity in the Chafta as the Chafta Shalasar. Defines the Chafta as the Chafta Shalasar. So if you say that the Chafta becomes defined, the entity itself has an identity of Isser. Yeah, but why? Because of Matzos. Because of the Chag of Matzos. But bottom line is, the Chag defines it as Isser. The Chafta becomes the Nitfas, the Shem Isser. It's defined the Shem as Isser. So if that's the case, so even if Pesach is up, but the point is, the Chafta is defined as a Shem Isser. Now what's going to remove it? Issers don't just fall away. If the Chafta has an identity of Isser, then it can't just disappear. The first way is that the Chafta doesn't have an identity of Isser. It's just that, like you say, the Gavra can't eat Chametz on the Chag. So practically, the Chafta is Isser. But it's not like there's a shame in the Chafta that is a Shem Isser. It's just that you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to violate the Chag HaMatzos by eating Chametz. It's like an Isser Maisa. Then it's to do the Ma'isachios Chametz on Pesach. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just Nisr Ma'isa, but the Chafta becomes the Nitfas and Chal Hashem Isser. So since the Chafta is Hashem Isser, so it becomes identified as an object as a Chafta Shal Isser. So now Chafta Shal Isser don't just disappear. So it's true, the cause fell away, the cause of what the Isser was fell away, but the Isser doesn't fall away, the cause was the Chag. But even though the cause fell away, the thing still exists. It sort of says because it's in the Chafta. So unless you somehow change the Chafta, but the Chafta doesn't change, it's still the same Chafta, it's not a different Chafta. It's just that there's no cause anymore. So therefore, now that's why it doesn't matter if it's a Goy's Chametz. It could be Jews, it could be a Goy's. The point is, it's Chametz and it exists on Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos, Asur is all Chametz. Because the Chafta is the definition of Isser. But you'll say, but the kares apparently is limited to the Chag HaMatzos. So he doesn't deny that there's a reality of Chag HaMatzos and that eating Chametz on Pesach is against Chag HaMatzos. He's not saying there's no such thing as that. He's just saying is that the Isser Chametz is gives the Chafta Chal Shem Isser. And but that's, you're not getting la, you don't get malchus, you don't get kares for violating the chalashim and the chafta. You can violate, you get malchus for violating the chag hamatzos through that esrei and the chafta. It's the kares is where the shivas yom tov hamatzos, osel chametz shivas yom tov hamatzos, kikol chametz v'nechasa. So the malka, the kares, he does accept that there is a violation of the chag. What he's just saying is that's not the iser is not just that. The iser is gives a, there's a chalashim in the chafta, but the chalashim in the chafta is caused by chag hamatzos, and eating it on the chag hamatzos actually violates the shem in the chag. So that's what you get kares for. Yeah. Okay, Mars is as good as the pasuk is supports the idea because it says the pasuk for kares shivas yamim matzos tochelu ach b'yom harishon tashpisar miyatechem ki kalach alchametz v'nechrasan nechashem Israel miyom harishon ad yom hashvi. So you see the kares at the end is tied into yom harishon ad yom hashvi. So towards limiting the kares to yom harishon ad yom hashvi. I mean, you have to see the limit exactly. The Gemara gets it. But in other words, there's definitely an idea that matzos, chametz, and chametz is part of the chag matzos. It's not just a separate esrei and the chafta. He's not denying that. He's just saying is that chametz identifies, creates an identity in the chafta. And he learns that out from a separate limud. There's an extra word, lo sochal. From this alone, he wouldn't know it. But there's a separate lo sochal, lo sochal. There's like, it's based on the ribuy, you know, the extra words. So he learns out that it's not just, you can't violate the chag matzos through ma'is achila, but he says the chafta becomes defined, and therefore even after Pesach it has identity of you know what I mean? Perhaps you go further. Why you would say that? Why you wouldn't? But I mean, it just seems like that's just a good, solid definition. You know, is it? You could say it if you want. You could. It's like a chafta gavra, if you want. I mean, I hate to reduce ideas to just words, but I mean, the iser chafta means the chafta as a shem eser. Once the chafta is a shem eser, then and here is in the chafta, and you can't remove it. But the other way, just that the gavra can't eat chametz on Pesach. It's an iser in the gavra to do a certain action on the chag hamatzos. So the iser gavra is only when the gavra is on Pesach. After Pesach, well, the gavra has nothing to do with all its history. You know, but if it's the chafta don't change. The gavras change. Chag hamatzos is a reality for a gavra, and then it elapses, and the chag hamatzos is over for the gavra. But the chavtza doesn't live through the holiday. I mean, the chavtza is the chavtza. If you define the chavtza doesn't have a date on it. Chavtza is the chavtza. So the chavtza is the shem eser. Then if it inheres in the chavtza, then that's it. It doesn't change. It also became a new chavtza, but it's not. It's still chametz. Chavtza doesn't change. Like, you see, chametz is a shem which exists all year round. Like karbanos, mincha, for instance, you can't bring chametz on Mizbeach. Chametz isn't a Pesach identity. It's not like a new identity after Pesach. It's true, well, the cause may be gone, but the identity is still there. So if once the chavtza is asr, it's asr. For instance, everyone holds that it's asr on to chametz and erev Pesach. From 6 hours on, let's say. But no one says you get kares for that. So you see, kares is a different thing. Kares is like the chomer, the strongest. That's another proof. You see, it's only for the chagamah, so it's tough. So, I mean, kares is a different type of discussion. So oftentimes you have full surim, but only in a certain form do you have do you have karas or do you have onesh? I mean, the chiddush to me is like a saying it's not really nesach chafta. I mean, I think it's it's interesting. It's not really the chafta, the gufa davar isn't really asar the way we hold. But I think I found the raya in the Rambam. Yeah, I think it's raya. I mean, I don't know if you need a raya, but it's So at the end of Avodah Zarah, in the Pirush Mishnayos, so the Rambam, he talks about, now a lot of sugyas, by the way, of Tarovas come up in Avodah Zarah. It turns out that way. A lot of like Kakasha sugyas come in Avodah Zarah. The Gai Nesach comes up there. A lot of it is rooted in that. But Mesachas Avodah Zarah just happens to have a lot of sugyas on Tarovas. Mesachas Avodah Zarah, Mesachas Pesachim, Mesachas Chulin, obviously. Zvachim is a little bit. But I don't know, Avodah Zarah just turns out that a lot of sugyas there. So, I think I got here from the Frankel on somewhere. I don't even know how I got here exactly, but somehow I got here. But he says, he's just talking about Chametz and Pesach. It's in the Pirush Mishnayos. It's at the very end. It's on the second to last Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So the Ram just says, Chametz v'Pesach b'lvad b'im mina b'in shalub mina v'mashu. So Chametz isn't batal. It's also a mashu. It's never batal. Fine, hopefully we'll get to that. is if a lo yotze b'din klal is sur in Shabbat Torah, the only reason why it's removed from other isurim, because normally isurim are batal. Why is it not batal? Mimnei shehu lizman mesuyam, because it's for a limited amount of time. V'ein isuro shayach begufo bilvad. It's isn't shayach in the guf itself. Like other things, the guf of the thing itself has a is asar. But here it's just kashayach shem shem Torah. Here it's just the zman itself. So it's like an isur, which is not just purely like in the shein the guf, but it's tied in with the zman. You know what I mean? So as opposed to another thing, which is, I mean, you could say it means it is in the guf also, but I think it means it is in the guf, in the object, but not in a different way. Of course it's in the object, the object is also to eat, but it's not like in the guf itself. That's why it's called davar sheyesh lo matir. That's the technical term, I'm not using the term here, but that's, we'll get to this hopefully. But it's davar sheyesh lo matir. Chomet says that the davar sheyesh lo matir isn't batal. It's chumra min d'rabbanan. The davar sheyesh lo matir means an object which isn't intrinsically also, or just a condition which is going to elapse. I think that's why it's davar sheyesh lo matir, because the guf, the chafz itself is also intrinsically, that's, it's also intrinsically, then it's going to last forever. But here it's just like, it's like this substance is like, has a relative to the chag ha-matzah, so that it's also, the chafz is also, but it's not really like an isur chafza. The chafza doesn't intrinsically have a shem isur. It's just that, so it means the object becomes, insofar as the object involved in the chag ha-matzah, so there's an isur. But once the chag elapses, then there's not the chafza's mother. So you see, it's not inherent in the chafza. The isur isn't inherent in the chafza. I think it's a good example. It's a good illustration of a difference in this regard. There's always a difference between the chafza and this and the gavra. When you're dealing with the gavra, the categories are different. Isur and the gavra, of course, could recognize the difference between whether it's based off or it's not based off. Because for gavra, that means everything. But the chafza is the chafza's identity. I mean, you can't just say chafza's identity changes. The chafza doesn't experience holidays, and I mean, the chafza's identity. If the chafza becomes defined, that's what chazur chafza means. It has is a shem isur. To say it just falls away, just because the cause falls away is harder to say. Chafza is a nitfa. It's a shem isur. It's a isur. It's a isur. Okay, question. On Yom Kippur, you don't say that the chafza is a shem isur. So gavra can't eat on Yom Kippur. But the chafza is a nitfa, doesn't shem isur. So you'd say Pesach is the same thing. It's a holiday. So on this holiday, you have to do certain things. You can't eat chametz, but the chafza isn't defined. But Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is he learns from a pasuk that the chafza becomes defined. Once chafza becomes defined, it doesn't elapse. That's why it's also in the goyim or Jews. Who cares? See, if it's an isur in the gavra, which gavra is gavra for Jews, it's going to do the goyim, or it's going to do the goyim. But if you say that it's an isur in the chafza, so what's the difference? The chafza doesn't know the difference. Who owns it or whatever? The chafza of chametz becomes defined by Pesach. I mean, it's hard for us to believe, even. It's like a strange... He says that some chametz in China becomes asar on Pesach. But it does, according to him. I mean, it's a chatzav chametz becomes defined by the chag ha-matzos. I mean, it seems like it does. I don't think he says even a guys. Even a guys. Right. I mean, we hold it's asar chametz on Pesach, but that's just because for a gavro who violated the isar, v'ayir v'ayimatzai, there's a knas. So that's a different thing. That's the Rabbana. So then, that's not a guy, so it was a guy who had to do with that. That's a different thing. Okay, good? Okay. So the next point is, so again, according to Rav, so Chametz when it's min b'mino, so he holds min b'mino lo batal. So it means if you mix together chametz with some other the same type of food, say you mix together matzahs are made in less than 18 minutes. So let's say then it's matzah. If it takes more than that, it's chametz. So let's say you mix together some matzah with 18 minute matzah with 19 minute matzah. So that's chametz and matzah, right? So then you mix them together. So it's chametz and matzah mixed together. So it's min b'mino. I mean, they're the same thing in terms of taste or whatever. It's the same thing. Just one is a shem esser, one doesn't have a shem esser. So if you mix those together, he says it's never batal. Okay? Min b'mino lo batal. Okay? Because we said that in order to heal, the bittal needs a clash, and the clash in the same substance is the exact same substance, there's no bittal. right? It has to be that there's two different substances. Like if you have a matzah mixed with potatoes or whatever, so the chametz mixed with potatoes, so then you can say the different substances, and the potatoes are one, and that will define the that will overpower the matzah or the chametz. So fine, that's when there's a clash. Fine, that's what he holds. So the oraisa, that's the way it works. Chametz, if it's mivmina with matzah and chametz, will never be batal, never be nullified. But if you have two different species, two different foods, matzah with potatoes, then the potatoes are so much overpowering that the matzah doesn't give any flavor into the potatoes, let's say 60-1, so then they're nullified. Okay, then they're nullified. And the chametz is nullified, and you'd be allowed to eat it. Min ha-Torah. But midrabanan, they said that people are going to get confused. They're going to get confused, and therefore they said that even mishen amino is asar. Even mishen amino is not is you don't say that if it's not, it doesn't give flavor, it's batal. Okay, because people are confused. First of all, chametz is an isser kares, so it's a very serious isser. And secondly, people are used to eating chametz all year round. They don't. It's not something the person normally separates from. So therefore, the Suraman set up that even by Mimshein Amina. Let's say Mimshein Amina, Atu Min Bimina. Okay, different foods because are prohibited and not because otherwise you'll mix them up with the same foods. So just to define, we just wanted to define how would you formulate the Gezerah? Simply, I just think it's the easiest way to say it is he held that they suspended Bittel from Chametz. Because they said that since by Min Mino it's not batal, but Min Mishenu Mino really it is batal, so people get confused. So the Rabbanan just said that that they suspended Bittel across the board by Chametz. Chametz Bevesach is the Isser Chametz. The Isser Chametz is an Isser Kares. It's an Isser Chamor, and that vis a vis that Isser, they suspended Bittel. Cool, 1 second. The problem here, because what I'm saying is that perhaps the easiest way to define this would be to say is that there's Isser Kareh, there's Isser Chametz, and the Oraisa, Min Bimino, is never batal. But Mishen Amino is batal, right? But the Rabbanan said that they suspend Bittel across the board by Chametz. And Chametz Pesach. They suspend the Bittel. Because if you start allowing Bittel, since this is an Isser Chamor, if you allow Bittel here, then people are going to start saying, oh, so you could eat chametz when it's mixed together. And it's only is an amino, but the amino is really still asr. So therefore, they were a chamor. You know? They said it was a chamor. So the Eretz question is a good question. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm just bothered by if you say they spend the Bittel by chametz, then what about after Pesach? Okay, because after Pesach, he says, then the Rav holds that it's only since it's not Nisar Karis anymore. He says then his Mim Bimino is never batal, because bottom line is Nisar Deraisa. But Mim Sheino Mino, he holds his batal. Mim Sheino Mino, he holds his batal. Batal Bashishim. And they never go there because it's only Nisar, it's not Nisar Karis, it's just Nisar Lav. Right? Just Nisar Lav. So therefore they weren't go there. Mim Sheino Mino, Atu Mino. But if you're telling me that it's the shame chametz, the iser chametz, that's not until the bittel, so how exactly do you differentiate between before chametz and before Pesach and after Pesach? According to the way we're defined previously, it's really the same iser chavta. It's true, one has karis, one doesn't have karis, but if you say that they said the shame chametz doesn't lend itself to bittel, so then how do you differentiate and say that it's not bittel, shame isn't bittel on Pesach, but is bittel after Pesach? You know what I mean? It's against what we were saying before, that really it's the exact same shame in the chavta, just a separate thing. The gavra is violating the chag matzos. Yeah, but then if he's saying is that they're suspending bittel with the shame chametz, then after Pesach it's the same shame chametz. It's not a different shame chametz, right? The other question Morris is asking is. Is that what's the deal? We're saying is that it's an Isser Kares. Pesach, chametz, and Isser Kares, and therefore they're being machmir. Because if you say, if you mimino, atu mimshenu mino, atu mimino. So since mimino is in batal, so therefore they said, mimshenu mino, if you're going to start being batal in mimshenu mino, then you're going to be batal in mimino, and mimino is in batal. Right? So therefore, in essence, it's an Issacharis. Right, on Pesach it's an Issacharis, at the Pesach it's not an Issacharis. So say we're Machir because it's an Issacharis. But their question is, yeah, but Taroves Chametz isn't Karis. No one says you get Karis for eating a Taroves of Chametz, a mixture of Chametz. It's only for eating Chametz Ben, just plain like a piece of bread. But a mixture isn't Karis. So therefore, you're saying is that the whole thing, you're only making Gzera on Pesach itself because it's Karis. Yeah, but only Karis on the Ben, but this is the whole case, this is a Taroves. So what's the, why are you being so laughing here by on Pesach as opposed to after Pesach? Because it's Nisar Kares, but the Kares isn't by Taravas altogether. It's only by the man. Back to the first question. What's the Gezerah of Enamina Artemina? You say the Gezerah is that the Chametz altogether, the Shem Chametz will lend itself to Bittel, then even after Pesach, it's the same Shem as her Chametz. Right? So I understand Kares, not Kares, but Baman isn't. For definition is that the Shem Chametz owns all the Bittel, Shem Chametz is Shem Chametz, it's an Isra Chavta, which is the same before, same after. So it seems like you don't want to say that. You don't want to say that Shem Chametz owns all the Bittel. Right? So what then? The problem is by Eno Mino, it is, so he's saying apparently they didn't suspend Bittel. You have to say they didn't suspend Bittel. So it is Bittel. So if it's Bittel, Mishen Amina is Batal, so then how's the Vassar? So what's the Gezerah? You know what I mean? But the wine says Batal. Mishen Amina is Batal. But the Bashishim. Okay, so maybe it's just saying that. See, there's, what's the Yeser? So let's say after Pesach, the Yeser is that you can't. You can't violate the Shem of the Shem Esser and the Chavta. Basically, the Chavta is Asar, and you can't eat something which has the identity of Chametz, Chametz Shel Esser. Right? So an Isser violating the Chavta, so to speak. You can't eat, or Isser and the Shem Chametz. You can't eat something which has the Shem Chametz. Okay? Now, if it's Batal, so then you should say it doesn't have Shem Chametz. If you mix a little bit of chametz into potatoes, so then you should say it doesn't have shem chametz anymore. Like it's a batal, nasin tam. So therefore there is no shem chametz. And therefore, that's why after Pesach, for instance, it's not aser. Because there's no shem chametz. The whole iser is to buy the shem chametz, but there is no shem chametz. Shem chametz is batal. But maybe it's saying it's like this, that on chametz, it's on Pesach itself, there's an iser kares. Iser kares, because now it's chag ha-matzos, and there's an iser kares. And the Rabbanan said is that the Isser Kares, they said, they because of Gzera, they said not only can't you eat something which has a Chalashim Chametz, but you can't even eat the substance of Chametz. Okay, and Chametz is like a physical substance. So if the physical substance is in Batal, I mean, you mix it in a mixture, Ba'aman is, the physical substance is there. So normally the Isser is really in the Chalashim, the identity of the thing. And once it's Batal, it's not no same time, then it doesn't have the identity anymore. But they said is the gzera is as they say is never batal. It means that not that you can't eat the physical substance of chametz, and that's never batal. So it says because this is nisar kares in order to protect because people get confused in minu shemishenu mino. They said is that and when it comes to nisar kares, the isar being chametz on Pesach, they said on Pesach itself you can't even eat the substance of chametz. Now after Pesach is different isar. After Pesach is just isar insofar as the chafta. But since on Pesach there's an additional dimension to the Isser, different dimension, namely that you're violating the Chag HaMatzos, so they said that Isser, that's Isser Kares. So they extended that Isser. They said it's not only on the Chal Hashem Chametz itself, but they said it's even on the substance of Chametz. But after Pesach, that's a different Isser. The Isser, that Isser Kares doesn't exist. So then it's just an Isser on the Chal Hashem Chametz, the Chavta itself, but the Chavta is Batal. So it doesn't have the identity of Chametz. You know what I mean? Like, see, this is the original way I was saying, the original Svar I was saying is that they suspended Bittel from the Chavta. So then, it's the same Chavta now and before and after. You can't say that. Because then it would have to apply across the board. But if you say, no, the Chavta really is Bittel. Shame in the Chavta really is Bittel. But it's the Maisa, it's like they extended the Maisa Isser of eating Chametz on Pesach. Into to even the substance of the Gavra can't even have the substance of Pesach of Chametz. So substance is never batal. Substance is there, is there. Doesn't matter, it's the identity. But after Pesach, there's no karis. They didn't do that. So the other question, I'm not sure about this, but the other question Maharsh is asking about, why don't you say that, well, it's not Nisr Karis because it's only Tarovas. So it's only Tarovas, so then it's not Nisr Karis, so no one's going to want to Karis. No one's going to, what are you going to say? If you were confused, the guy's going to mix the, okay, confused between Mishena and Mimimino. Yeah, but even if it's Mimimino, he's not going to get Karis because it's just a Tarovas. So one answer is that, again, you have to look at, you know, this like more, but it could say that because that more exasteichus process is, some people hold that if it's more exasteichus process, not even tarovas, it's considered a ban, but most don't hold that way. Right, so I don't know, I'm not that sugya, but you could try to give that answer and show that there is a case of kares even if it's tarovas. But let's say we don't say that. So maybe you could just say a little easier. Is that when we say because of this or kares, it doesn't mean because we're worried that a guy is going to get kares. The guy's not going to get kares because it's a tarovas. What we're just saying is that since chametz on Pesach, there is an isser kares, sure, when it's a ban. But that shows that the isser chametz is an isser chamor. Isser on Pesach is an isser chamor because there's kares involved. Now it's true, it's only under certain forms when it's a ban or whatever, but the point is that the Isser Chametz is not just an ordinary Isser. And therefore, when it comes to Chametz, they're chamor about it, so it's betel and about how you... Even though the particular form we're dealing with is a Tarovas, and Tarovas is only a lav, it's lessened. But the point is, it's not, Tarovas isn't a whole different thing. It's like a lesser, the lesser than the Karis. And since there's a Karis on Pesach, so therefore... We're chomor about the Yisr Chametz on Pesach. Okay, but not because we're choshish that a guy is going to actually get kares. It just, the existence of kares indicates that Chametz with Pesach is a serious matter. And therefore, we're more protective of it. But it doesn't mean we're trying to protect the guy from getting kares. And it's interesting, Shmuel just doesn't go there. Apparently, he doesn't know this. I mean, Rav's holding, since it's an Yisr Kares or Machmir, so even the substance is Asr. But Shmuel doesn't hold that. He holds it where it goes there. Why? It's hard to know. It's hard to say those kinds of things. For whatever reason, he holds it goes there. I mean, I don't think that's something to define. You want to define the Gezerah according to one Shita and give a good definition of what we're doing here. But say why the other guy isn't, I don't know. It's hard to know. He didn't hold those in a chashash. He wasn't, you know. In general, I don't think he tried to find that. I mean, there's practical quantitative factors involved. He just held it wasn't. So here's what I want to do next. Okay, hopefully tomorrow. Let's shoot for tomorrow. But the next thing the Gemara says, let's read further the Gemara a little bit, but it's Amar Rava, on top of the page. It says, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Chametz Bizmano, Bein Ramin or Bein Shalom Mino, Asar Mashu, Kirat. Okay, so on Pesach itself, it's Asar Mashu, right? Because he'll Mimino, seemingly, simple way to learn is, Mimino's Asar Dera is Nabato, and the Gezerah to Mein Amino. But Shalobim is mano, after Pesach, we hold basically there's no Isser Deraisa. So therefore it's Mutter. Okay? So here's the punchline. The point is that after Pesach, so Rav is saying after Pesach, you have Chametz and it comes into a mixture. So we basically hold there's no Isser Deraisa of Chametz after Pesach. So if it becomes a mixture, it's Mutter. So the problem is, but well, hold on a second. Rava, Reb Shimon Knasa Kanes, Olva Rabbi Rabbi Matzai. So there still is an Issa Drabbanan after Pesach. Chametz, which you keep on Pesach, is Asim Drabbanan. So since it's Asim Drabbanan, and now, and Min Bimina Lo Batal according to Rav, so why don't you say if you mix together Chametz after Chametz Shalav Rav Pesach, which is Issa Drabbanan, with Mino, it shouldn't be Batal. Right? So why is it saying Bein Bimina Bein Mino is Mutter? Right, according to Rav, or according to Rava, whatever. But since we all Mimino is never Batal, right, and Chametz Shalav Pesach, it's true, it's not Nisr D'oraisa, but it's still Nisr D'rabbanan, it's a Knas. So therefore, you should say it also shouldn't be Batal, right? So that's what my answer. So my answer is no. It says, Hani Mili Beinei, Avalidei Terubos Lo. No, that the Knas is only when it's a ban, only when the thing is not mixed together. It's by itself. But the kanas doesn't apply when there's a Torah less. Okay, the kanas doesn't apply when there's a Torah less. So the problem is Yerashi. Afilu shia be'ena, even if you left it, v'avar aleha, lo kanas l'meis Torah less delay. There's no kanas on the Torah less. Okay? If you mix it together afterwards. Even if you violated the thing with the chafta itself and then you mix it together afterwards, there's no kanas on that. But the problem is, why not? I mean, mimin labatel. Bottom line is mimin labatel. So we're saying the chafta thing is also after Pesach. So now when you mix it together, it should be mimino and it should be batel. So how do you, well, we have to define conceptually what this answer is. What the answer is. Are you following me? Now also, let me ask you another question. So according to the conclusion of the Gemara, I mean, we hold this way, right? This is Ilchasa. So according to the conclusion of this Gemara, let's say I have Chamesh Alev Pesach, and I mix it together. This is a practical question. Chamesh Alev Pesach, let's say I have wheat, flour, whatever. Chamesh Alev Pesach. Then I mix it together into my chalant. Okay, I throw it into my chalant or whatever. Okay, or I use it in my whatever, in some recipe. So is it asur or is it mutter? So what do you say?
Yeah, this
isn't check.
I don't know.
So what he's saying, I mean, on the surface, the Gemara is saying is that they only made the kanas when it's banned, but not by a Torah vest, right? That's the thing, because mimimino really is batel. So mimimino should never be batel. I hear, why is it mutter if you mix it together? So the answer is no, because they only answered the Torovas. They only answered the ban. The kanas only on the ban. It's not on Torovas. So Torovas is mutter. Right? So even though Minmino is never ever batel in general, but here it is, because they didn't make the kanas on the Torovas, right? So it's therefore seemingly you'd say that if you have the Chamash of Pesach and you mix in your Cholm, the Cholm will be mutter. And that's what Rambam says. Rambam has that. He basically says if you have a bit of Chamash, this is an Aleph, hay, I think. Chametz Shesh Shav Pesach, Afi Shu Aser Baniya, right? Chametz Shav Pesach, even though it's Aser Bana, and it's Arei Bein Mimino Bein Shel Mino Harizem Mutalach Pesach. It gets mixed together. Presumably, I guess it would have to be at least Rov. I mean, if there's Rov Hatter, Rov of the Chametz, then it would be it's just defined. It's like a van. But if it's a mixture, so then it's Mutalid after Pesach. Shelo Kansu Aser Al B'Chametz Aser, because they only made the Kanas on the Chametz itself. Aval Terov is Mutar Rechil Achar Pesach, but Terov is Mutar, right? Okay, fine, that's smooth. But the Tor, I think it's the Tor, maybe there are other Rishonim also say it, but you can look at the Tor. What? Well, no, this is a good question. Are you allowed to mix it together? I'm not sure. But let's say it does get mixed together. That might be Imran, Sechila, whatever. Well, that's a good question. But let's say if it happens. Okay? The Tor says, no, it's not, you can't do the Chila, because that's Rana. So when you mix it, you mean, no, whatever. I think you can't do it. But the Torah says that this is only by min b'mino. Min b'mino, it's going to be mutter. But if it's no same tam, you still need shishim, basically, holds. You still need shishim against it. Okay, so even though after Pesach, if it's min b'mino and it's no same tam, min she'en b'mino, it's no same tam, it's still aser. And the Gemara here says that they only answered it when it's a ban, not by Torovas. I don't know. Somehow he has to explain that, I mean, that's part of what you have to do. I mean, if you look at the Tor though, maybe let me just grab the Tor quickly. Okay. He says, well, this is the Tor in Tav Mem Zayin, towards the end. L'achar ha-Pesach, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, batal b'shishim. Okay, so it's batal b'shishim after Pesach. But fila shia bein, even if it's achar Pesach, batal. So it's about the Bashishim. He says, but that's only by Shogeg, not by Mezid. So he says, you can't do it with Mezid. But as he says, it's about the Bashishim. Okay? So what do you mean about the Bashishim? But our Gemara says that it's only Aser when it's a Banna, when it's a Torovas. So how's the Torah going to jive with our Gemara? Right? The Beis Yosef points it out. I mean, the Beis Yosef says, even though the Gemara says, Stam, that Shlob is Mano is Mutter, I mean, as the Gemara says, Shlob is Mano is Mutter, sounds like Bamina Ben Shlob Mino, it says the Torah is holding, look, you can't be less than Shishim, like Oli Surim. All mine is, if it's less than shishim, how could it be a batel? Right? I mean, if you don't have shishim, how could it be a mutter? So, I mean, I think the Torah is a little difficult, because, I mean, the Gemara, according to Min Bimina, lo batel shita, he holds, even though that's what he usually holds, he holds here as mutter. So apparently he holds that the knas is only on the van. So then why is it that it has to be a batel b'shishim? I mean, the Torah is a little tricky. I mean, you have to think about this a little bit. But, I mean, the Torah is a little tricky. And, I mean, the Beis Yosef says the Ram doesn't seem that way. But, I mean, it's machlokas. Machlokas between the Torah and the Ram. Okay, so what I'd like to do is to find this Gemara, our Gemara, you know, that's that, and I guess to find the machlokas between the Torah and the Ram with it. And interpret our Gemara. I mean, it's based on our Gemara. Alrighty, so yes, we'll stop here.